Hi people and hello my Chili Con Carnage crew, it's Chili here bringing you a 5-minute review on The Hive's newest album, The Death of Randy Fitzsimmons. Rock in peace, Randy Fitzsimmons, the unseen 6th band member for the band The Hives. The newest album by The Hives is the first in 11 years since their 2012 release Lex Lives, and is also their first with new bass player Johan, who joined the band back in 2013 and is an ex-bass player for the Swedish punk rock band Randy. It has been a long time coming, and the same can be said since the days of dominating the airwaves in the early 2000s with their tunes. Man, I miss the garage rock wave of that time. But with time comes change, and this album contains as much as one would expect for most musicians. But The Hives are a little bit different. Speaking of which, this album does just that, flexing a taste for trial and error, and introduces things like rockabilly and even tapping into a bit more classic 50s era of swing music, and even electronic rock. But in the end of the day, you can take the musician out of the garage, but you can't take the garage rock out of the musicians. And there are certainly some high intensity songs on offer, like the near 1 minute banger Trapdoor Solution that sounds like it should be played live while the Chats do a shooey on stage. The energy on this song is amazing, and reminds me of another Swedish band called Turbo Negro, who most people would recognise as doing the theme song for the Wild Boys TV show. The following song, Countdown to Shutdown, is a pretty sick follow-up with an awesome jarring hooks and feels right at home for the band, like they never missed a beat or a two-timing touch, no pun intended. Admittedly, Rigor Mortis Radio is an eccentric piece, but it has this really danceable bass groove within it that is so slick that even Josh Homme could dance to it. No wait, I spoke too soon. Stick Up is a tune that harkens to that 50s swing beat meets garage rock sweet spot. The follow-up song, Two Kinds of Trouble, goes for an extremely basic style with sporadic guitar riffs over a 4-4 drum beat that leaves the song rather sparse, considering the lack of atmosphere within the tune. It really could have used a push in the bass department to really get this song going a bit better, and I feel that if they did double speed or just played all over the fret in that section, it really could have added to this song. Unfortunately, that is not the case. The following tune, That's the Way the Story Goes, gave me some Arctic Monkeys vibes during that AM era of records, and is a solid effort. At least The Hives have another high energy tune up their sleeves, which has found the bomb, and it kicks up the ante and pace in 2 furious minutes of rock and roll fun, and despite the repetition of lyrics, is still an enjoyable tune. Fans of the channel will know my disdain for polished electronic rock, and the song What Did I Ever Do to You is no different. It is a massive departure from what you expect to hear from the band. Avoid this slow burner. Saving one last hurrah for the record, the band have another finger blister of a riff-filled tune that churns away with whirlwind efficiency on Step Out of the Way, and is one of my favourite tunes on this album. Overall, I will give this album a score of 7 million chilies on the spicy scale, with my favourite songs being Trapdoor Solution, Countdown to Shutdown, and Step Out of the Way. It feels good to hear a band that felt lost to time come back and bolt their way out of the gate with a fun 30-minute record that shows great growth for most of the part. Sure, this album isn't perfect, but I think that most fans would say it's a solid entry into the band's discography and would agree that they enjoyed these recent efforts. Be sure to let me know in the comment sections what your favourite song was from this record, and don't forget to smash like, subscribe to our channel, and as always people, you have a great day and don't forget to stay spicy.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Live Listen Erased. And if you have enjoyed this episode, make sure you share it with all your friends. Don't forget to subscribe to our Chili Con Carnage crew so you can get notified for all the future videos that we put out, as we put out videos every Friday. Also, we are on Discord, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter over at Live Listen Erased, so make sure to tune in over there. And don't forget to like this video so that our manager can stay very happy.